Millions in the path of the winter storm. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Blizzard warnings stretch from eastern Montana to central Michigan. Winter storm warnings are up in at least a dozen states.
Chicago on Lake Michigan is now in the thick of it. Snow, heavy winds, and low temperatures, hovering literally about negative 10 degrees. And overnight, it's going to get worse, with the wind at 40 to 50 miles per hour, creating a wind chill effect of about negative 35 to 40 degrees. As Chicago is heading into a deep freeze, Chicagoans are hunkering down.
Robert Ray of Fox Weather, the list of flight cancellations continues to grow, reaching 2,400 today. 2,000 of tomorrow's flights are already canceled, according to FlightAware.com. Heavy snow and high winds are also making driving treacherous in many areas. More than 600 New York City commuters headed home from Manhattan Thursday had to be evacuated from one of the vessels of the Staten Island ferry line when fire broke out in the ship's mechanical room. The Coast Guard says the fire is out. All hands are safe. The Senate has passed the catch-all spending bill to keep the government spending until next autumn.
A lot of hard work, a lot of compromise, but we funded the government with an aggressive investment in American families.
Senate Majority Leader Schumer, but Republican critics say massive spending bills at the deadline don't really serve the country's interests. The House will take up the spending bill tomorrow, but there will still be a one-week extension needed of current funding levels because the deadline of tomorrow midnight will not be reached. Accused crypto fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried has been released from federal custody on $250 million bond. He'll have to stay at his parents' home in Northern California, awaiting trial on bank fraud charges for the collapse of FTX. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
10 months into the invasion of Ukraine, there are signs Russia may be ready to negotiate.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's ready to have talks to end the war in Ukraine, but his actions indicate otherwise. Putin is expanding his military by 500,000 troops and planning to deploy an intercontinental ballistic missile that he says can evade Western air defense systems. This comes as the U.S. says the Wagner Group, a private military organization fighting for Russia, purchased missiles and rockets from North Korea. The Wagner Group is leading Russia's efforts in the eastern city of Bakhmut. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky is now back in the country after his U.S. visit. He met with Poland's President Andrzej Duda on Thursday. Reporting in Kyiv, Ukraine, Nate Foy, Fox News.
President Biden has delivered his Christmas message from the White House.
Things are getting better. COVID no longer controls our lives. Our kids are back in school. People are back to work. In fact, more people are working than ever before.
But the U.S. population now exceeds 333 million. The Census Bureau says it grew by 1.2 million this year, mostly because of international migration. Microsoft has filed a formal challenge to the Federal Trade Commission's lawsuit, declaring its $69 billion deal to buy video game maker Activision Blizzard is illegal and should be stopped. The FTC claims the merger could violate antitrust laws by suppressing competitors to Microsoft's Xbox console and its subscription service. No Santa rally Thursday on Wall Street. The Dow fell 349 points. NASDAQ dropped 233. The S&P 500 down 56 points. Major League Baseball's independent arbiter has reinstated Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer, effective immediately. He had been given a two-year suspension last April. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.